Just gonna glory in that for just a minute.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's good to be here tonight. Ain't got no lies to tell. I've been shitting the dog and stressing over this tonight.
I'm afraid.
But I tell you what, I feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, he's the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No. I was sitting there and I've been seeking out. I was going the right direction that the Lord would have me to go. And well, I can't say that anything was just jumping out at me to line up. What he had laid on my heart. And, you know, it don't always work that way. You don't always come to church and every song and everything just line up. Well, of course, that happens from time to time. It's just amazing, you know, somebody will read something, somebody will sing something, and somebody will talk about something, and then preach it up, end up preaching on it, because that's what he gave them, and it happens like that sometimes. Sometimes, there ain't no rhyme or reason to it. We heard some wonderful singing tonight, and I'm thankful for it. A lot of singing about going home, and other songs, that, you know, it just blessed my soul tonight. And, you know, I am looking forward to going home one of these days. And, you know, whenever the Lord's says it's time, I'm ready, and I will be ready. But until he does call us, we have a work to do.
Amen.
And we need to be busy for the Lord while we're here, seeking out what his will is, and doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. Blessing. I'm going to probably do a little bit of reading tonight, but to get things rolling tonight, as I said, we have a work to do, and in the book of Philippians, you don't have to turn there. One little scripture that everyone's familiar with, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Now, we read that a lot. We hear that a lot. Most everybody can quote that. I can do all things, it says, through Christ, which strengthen me. But I wonder tonight, you know, as they were singing the songs, and Sister Rita and Sister Cora, singing those songs about going home. You know, I can't help but wonder, you know, as I said, while we're still here and while there's still time, the Lord, as he tarries and gives us another day and another day, if that's his will and we have a work to do, I just wonder how committed we are in our work. And sometimes more than that, as I look at the shape that the world is in today, just exactly how it is that we're limiting God in our work. You know, as I look at the world and the shape that it's in,
bless you, Lord.
You know, God, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And as the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But folks, I'm here to tell you that I believe that the reason that we're not seeing a very big movement in the church anymore, and I'm not speaking of just singling out our little church here, I'm talking about in the church, those that call themselves Christians, the body of Christ, the reason we're not seeing a movement anymore, the reason that we're not seeing any great leaps, any great advancement in the world today, is because I feel like we're limiting God. We're limiting what God can do. And I want to talk about that just a little bit tonight, if you'll bear with me. You know, some of the ways in which I believe that we limit God is in the lack of our faith. Friends, we hear preaching and teaching about faith, maybe almost every Sunday. Something is said, sung, talked about, preached about faith. And I don't think we can ever preach it or teach it enough. You know, in the book of Mark, in the 6th chapter, this is when Jesus came into his own country, into his own land, his own people. It says in verse 1 of chapter 6, and St. Mark says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished saying, from whence hath this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, and even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judea and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work. Save that, he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. The Son of God was there. The Son of God was there, but yet was limited.
That's right.
He was hindered by their lack of belief. Their lack of belief. I wonder this morning, can you truly say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? It's easy to say, but can you live by that? Over in the 9th chapter of Mark, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son. 9th chapter of Mark, verse 17. Which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they cannot. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation. I think today he'd say that. I think today in the time we're living in, Jesus, if he were here, he would say, O faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit carried him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Friend, God, today I'm going to tell you something. I believe, as it says in Philippians 4 and 13, that I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. All things through Christ.
Yeah.
Which means me. Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Help my unbelief.
Amen.
Help my unbelief. Friends, I can say it just that easy. So can you. But can we truly believe it?
Amen.
Can we truly accept it?
Good point.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can we truly accept it? Unbelief, our faith, it hinders God. It hinders His work.
Right.
It hinders His ability.
Right.
To do the work He has for us.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When you sit in your pews and the Holy Spirit is moving on you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's moving on you.
Come on.
Stand up and sing a song.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit's moving on you to stand up and give a testimony.
Yeah.
Talking about the Holy Spirit moving on.
That's right, brother.
Not your want to.
Amen.
Okay? The Holy Spirit moving on you. And you sat there and sat on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, you are missing out on a blessing.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, you are. Forgive it to God's Word. Well, let me tell you something, friend. When you sat there, when you fell to obey, when you fail to move at the drawing call of the Holy Spirit of God, you're not only costing yourself, but you're costing somebody else. Somebody else is losing out. I want you to remember that. This is hindering God's work. Okay? Hindering God's work. I want to encourage you. Holy Spirit moves on you. You move. Brother, move tonight. I thank God for that. I needed that. I would have lost that. Not only would he not receive the blessing of doing what the Holy Spirit led him to do, but I would have lost out.
Come on.
I'd probably be standing up here fumbling around trying to figure out what I was going to do tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Now listen to me tonight. It's not just you. they're losing out. Somebody else. That's all you could have sung. Possibly the words that a brother or sister so desperately needed to hear.
Yeah.
There's probably a healing in that for them.
Yeah.
Like maybe some lost person hear your testimony.
Yeah.
And make that last move at the last second to come
Amen.
And make things right with the Lord.
Right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to think about that tonight. Okay? Our faith. Trusting in God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. He knows. And we know His Word is true. And what He says is true. Anything He says, He says, I'll go with you all the way.
Yeah.
You know it. And
Amen.
To the ends of the world.
Amen.
He promised us that.
Amen.
Why can't we believe that?
Amen.
You're not going to be standing up here alone when you
Amen.
Stand
Amen.
With God. You're not going to be by yourself. Oh, it's scary. It's nerve-wracking. I'm going to tell you something. He said, I will go with you.
Yeah.
He's with you every step of the way.
Yeah.
When you're out there in the world and the door is open for you to witness to a lost person, hey, you're not alone.
Amen.
You're not alone. But see, we can't even believe in something so simple that He'll go with us all the way. Huh? We can't even trust in that. Huh? So that we have the boldness to open our mouth and witness to a lost and dying world.
Amen.
So I go with you all the way. You are not alone.
Praise the Lord.
When we fail to step through the open doors that God gives us out here in the world,
Amen.
To be a light, to be a witness,
yep.
to testify for Him.
Amen.
When we fail, not the only ones losing. The lost soul. The lost soul that needed to hear what was fixing to proceed out of our mouths. It will not be you talking. It will be the Lord.
Right.
He'll give you what to say.
Well,
encourage me. Don't hinder the work of the Lord. He has a great work to do out here in the world. We live in terrible times. We got a world full of people that are headed to the devil's hell.
Amen.
Hey, I used to do some boat fishing. This is the world. I used to do some boat fishing back in the day. My brother, bless his heart, he couldn't hit the broadside of the barn, okay? So if there's ever a single fish out there, he couldn't hit it. Anytime we found a big school, then carp all gathered up there, I'd say, hey, just shoot in amongst them. That's the world we're living in, friend.
Right.
It ain't like going out there hunting for that one lonely deer strolling through the woods and all by itself. Hey, what do you say? Fields are wide. Fields are wide. Hindering God's work.
That's it.
Another thing that hinders God's work is, as you know, sin.
Amen.
Sin, I think that's pretty straightforward, will hinder God's work.
That's right.
Because, friend, when you've got sin in your life, what kind of light is you? What kind of example can you be to others? I don't want to read anything wrong over in the book of Isaiah. Let me get there real quick. Isaiah 52:2 it says, but your iniquities have separated you and your God. And your sin, listen, hid His face from you that He will not hear.
Right.
I'm sure
when
you keep
reaching.
Amen. Friend, you know. You know, sin separates you from God.
Yes.
And if you're separated from God, how is it that He is to use you?
Yeah.
How is it that He is to use you to reach the lost?
Yeah.
How is it that He can use you to do His will here on earth? I told you we'd have a work to do.
Amen.
I tell you what, friend. The Bible says that all men fall short of the glory of God. The man says that he has no sin, he's a liar, and the truth is not in
him. That's right.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, I am renewed day by day on my knees.
Yes, amen.
Praying and asking for forgiveness. Hey, whether I know I've done anything or haven't done anything.
Right.
Bible says that all unrighteousness is sin.
Yes.
That's right.
All unrighteousness. So don't sit there and say, well, I didn't kill my body, I didn't steal, I didn't do that. All unrighteousness.
Yes.
It's sin. Something else that will hinder God's work is our prayer life.
Yeah.
Thought about that? Our prayer life. First of all, the obvious.
Amen.
We know that we can't have much of a prayer life if we got sin in our life.
Amen.
Sin separates us from God and He hides His face from us and will not hear us. What good is He going to do to pray?
Come on.
Huh? What good is He going to do to pray? But within the prayer life, what is it? What things within our prayer life hinders God's ability to work through us? Selfish prayers.
Yeah.
Maybe spending too much time praying about worldly things that we desire or want to see happen, this and that. You know, friends, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I figure that if I'm praying for something, that if the Lord were to take me out of the world tomorrow, it won't matter that I'm praying for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Right. If I pray for something that tomorrow, if I'm not here, and it ain't going to matter anymore.
Right.
I need to pray about the things that matter.
Right.
Lost souls.
Right.
Lost loved ones. I hear sister talk this morning. Question of prayer. Burden that she has for her lost loved ones. We need to be praying about the things that matter. We need to crucify this. Pray about the things that matter.
Bless you,
Lord. What else in our prayer life? What else? Unsincere prayers. Unsincere prayers. I know many of us, if we're truthful, we're honest about it, we'd raise our hand and say, been there, done it, do it, did it.
Amen, brother.
You know, it's when you find yourself talking to God, but that's all you're doing is talking.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not praying in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you there's a difference when you pray in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When you pray with affection. When you pray with compassion. When you pray with power.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can't do that with sin in your life.
Right.
You can't do that praying selfish prayers.
Yeah.
What a hindrance it is to God's work when all you're doing is moving your mouth and saying a bunch of words.
Yeah.
It's in vain.
Yeah.
It's in vain.
Yeah.
But to pray with the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. Praying. I'm telling you, I know when I'm praying the right way. You know how I know?
Brother,
you know what I'm talking about? When you pray in the right way is when you pray with the power of the Holy Spirit and you can feel it inside that you have reached the wrong room of God. There is a difference.
Amen.
I feel like we probably waste a lot of prayer time.
Come on, bro. Amen. Come on.
With a bunch of
good,
unaffectionate prayers. Don't we?
Amen.
Guilty. I'm guilty.
Amen.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
try. We want to see things happen when we pray to God. Ain't we want to talk to Him? Don't we want to hear Him? Don't we desire something from Him?
Amen.
I do.
Yep.
I do.
Amen.
I do. So think about all this. Think about all this.
Bless you. Amen.
This is for you to take a self-inventory, self-analysis of you tonight. I've had to admit how am I limiting what God can do? Man, we can see mountains moving with
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And it starts with each and every one of us individually. Can't blame it on anybody else.
There ain't nothing.
Ain't nobody else's fault when I get down on my knees.
That's true.
If I don't reach the throne room of God, if I don't get one-on-one with Him, if my prayer doesn't reach, my fault.
Amen.
My hindrance. And it all comes back to we're not the only one that loses.
Amen.
I get down and I pray for somebody that's needing to be saved. I get down and I pray for somebody that's sick needing to be healed. And I don't pray right. I pray in vain. If my prayer didn't make it, what good was it? And where are they going to get their healing from?
Bible says, effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man abideth much.
Yes.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
I don't know about you. But when I pray, I want them to be effectual. When I pray for some sister or brother that's up here needing a healing, I want God to hear my plea. I want Him to hear me. Because He says that whatsoever I ask in faith believing, I will receive. I will receive. There's that faith again. Boy, isn't that funny? Faith shows up about everything, doesn't it? Can't pray without faith. So see, it all goes back.
Bless him.
We can hinder God so very easily.
Right.
We'll read something to you. This is where everything started with me and this message and all this other come along. And I don't even understand, but this is where it all began. It was with this scripture, something that was put on my heart. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. If we ask anything according to His will, the confidence, the faith, the believing, you know, as I took my restroom break before I had to come up here, and I was talking to the Lord, how I needed help. Tore all the pieces and all these things. And then I just chuckled thinking about the message that He had given me. And I said, where's my faith? Where's my confidence in You? I certainly don't have it in myself. And I thank God for that. I don't want to be confident in myself. But where's my confidence in Him? Where's my faith in Him? This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we desire of Him. One more verse of scripture down here says, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. You see how important it is not to limit God, not to limit His Word. Jesus, as He hung on the cross, and those who had crucified Him, those that were standing there preparing to depart His raiment and cast lots, what did He say? Father, forgive them. Why would He ask for forgiveness for a bunch of people that were committing a sin that they could not be forgiven? And they're hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them. He did not hinder God's work. He did not hinder the ability of God to move. So I'm going to ask you tonight, as I come to a close, can you truly do all things through Christ?
Yes.
You've got to believe. You've got to have faith.
Amen.
Turn from sin. Stay close to the Lord. Live righteously. And your prayer life is so, so important. Prayer life is so, so important. Because that's where we talk to God.
Amen.
Love it tonight. I want you to search your soul tonight.
Bless
you. Maybe you would come and give us a song of invitation.
Verse 6.